You're listening to Consider This, episode 120, for October 12th, 2015.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, welcome to another episode of one of the Newsmax top 50 conservative podcasts, Consider This. I'm the guy, Doug Payton, who will be giving you my commentary in just 10 minutes or less. And to keep this from being completely a monologue, let's hear your voice as well. Call 267-CALL-CT0 or write to considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. More methods may be found at the website considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. That's CT as in chicken tenders. The guns of Oregon, the president's anger over the UCC shooting, and actual common sense solutions. That's coming up. Remember that you can subscribe to this podcast in iTunes for your Apple device or on the free Stitcher app for iOS or Android. I even got a button on the website to automatically subscribe to this podcast in various Android podcast players. One click, and you can stay current. On October 1st, 2015, Chris Harper Mercer went onto the campus of Umpqua Community College in Roseburg, Oregon, went into a classroom, and started shooting. As I record this, the death toll stands at 9. It shocked the nation. Again, as it should. The President of the United States held a press conference to express condolences to the families of the victims, as he should. The problem was he didn't stop there. He followed up his comforting words immediately with fightin' words. Just 6 hours after the shooting, and when details about it were still very sketchy, President Obama came out with guns blazing, so to speak, pushing for more gun control. We didn't know the name of the shooter, we didn't know how he got the guns, as it turned out completely legally, and we weren't even sure of the casualty count, but none of that mattered to him. I understand and I share his anger and frustration at the various mass shootings in this country, but even before we knew any relevant details, he was out there calling again for common sense gun safety laws. This is a classic mistake that politicians of both parties make, jumping the gun, so to speak, in order to make political points while the emotions are high. They propose new laws in order to be seen as doing something, even if that something would have done nothing to solve the problem at hand. They try to get their agenda passed because something must be done, and this is something, so it must be done. Those who despise the Patriot Act should realize that part of the reason it passed was because it was something. I think the Patriot Act has actually kept us safer, but it did indeed go too far in certain areas and needed to be scaled back. Passing gun control while emotions are high and before we even know where our current laws failed would make the same exact mistake. Keep that in mind. The president said he thought this issue should be politicized. Sorry, but that's the worst idea ever. One thing I'm concerned about is that banning or confiscating all guns would result from a too quick reaction. Now, before you say, come on, no one's suggesting banning guns, let me read to you a quote from President Obama's press conference.
We know that other countries, in response to one mass shooting, have been able to craft laws that almost eliminate mass shootings. Friends of ours, allies of ours, Great Britain, Australia, countries like ours. So we know there are ways to prevent it.
So then, what were Great Britain's and Australia's answer to the problem? Banning and confiscating guns. So yes, people are talking about it. The president himself is talking about it, so you can't just dismiss that argument. And has it worked for those countries? Well, a link in the show notes shows that no, it hasn't. In the case of the UK, a decade after a near total ban on guns, gun crime had doubled. And what about Australia, where they banned many guns and did a forced buyback program? From 1997 until 2003, gun murders did, in fact, drop 3%. After 6 years, they dropped 3%. Is it working for them? Well, I guess it depends on your definition of working. Oh, and during that same time period, firearm deaths in America dropped by 10 times as much. The bottom line? Gun control isn't working. Criminals choose the path of least resistance. And gun-free zones and unarmed citizens are right in the middle of that path. So the obvious question is, what does work? Well, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you probably know what I'm going to say. So instead of rehashing my thoughts, I have a link in the show notes to any episode where gun control is mentioned. In fact, you can get to this anytime by going to the website and looking at the By Category section of the sidebar and clicking on Gun Control, or whatever topic that interests you. In that category, you'll find episodes talking about how Israel has stopped school shootings by allowing teachers who have served in the Israeli Defense Force to carry guns at school and on field trips. Or the results of the Washington, D.C. gun ban. Or the Harvard study showing that banning guns doesn't decrease the murder rate. Or the UN maps showing that where gun ownership is higher, the homicide rate is lower. Or how relaxing some of the incredibly restrictive gun laws in Chicago dropped the homicide rate to record lows. Dispute the facts presented if you like, but the president appealed to the authority of opinion polls rather than the facts. He mockingly asked whether people really believe that we need any more guns. He also said, quote, "We know that states with the most gun laws tend to have the fewest gun deaths," close quote. Yes, well, tell that to the people in the cities of Chicago, or Baltimore, or Washington, D.C., or any of a number of other cities where gun restrictions have served only to increase deaths. You know what 9 dead is called in Chicago? Saturday. The facts are out there, Mr. President, if you have the courage and honesty to deal with them. Otherwise, you can go off half-cocked, so to speak, appeal to emotions, and pass bad legislation. Your choice. I share the president's frustration regarding mass shootings in this country. I also see how the steps we've taken to reduce them have failed miserably, something he apparently doesn't notice, or won't. What have you noticed? What are your frustrations, your concerns, or your ideas? Let me know, and we can have a discussion. Call 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280. Write to considerthis@ctpodcasting.com, or come to the website considerthis.ctpodcasting.com and have a discussion with me and other listeners in the comments section. While you're there, you can see the links I referred to for this episode, as well as get a show transcript. Do you want to do something to solve this? So do I. But it starts when we consider this.